In this country, parts of the Florida Everglades are drying out. That's a major problem for one of the world's biggest wetlands. Now, after decades of effort, restoration efforts are finally delivering more water, NPR's Greg Allen reports.
Bob Johnson has been involved with Everglades restoration since he started work at the national park 3 decades ago. He's a hydrologist by training, which means he spends a lot of time thinking about water and how much flows through the park.
On the western side, we're at about 10.3 feet. And if we walk over here to the eastern side, water level on this side is about 7.5. So you've got almost a 3-foot difference in water level.
The difference is because of a road built through the heart of the Everglades nearly 90 years ago, U.S. Highway 41, also called Tamiami Trail. For many years, this was the main thoroughfare connecting Tampa to Miami, hence the name Tamiami. It's a road with a lot of history.
There's a trail that's winding through the Everglades.
The road, first proposed in 1915, took 13 years and a reported 3 million sticks of dynamite to complete. It also inspired a foxtrot sung here by crooner Gene Austin. John Ullman, with the Florida chapter of the Sierra Club, curated an exhibit on the road's history for the Coral Gables Museum.
Well, this was all lime rock. So first you have to blast the lime rock, and then you create the roadbed from there. And you also use the lime rock to build the levee to hold back the water.
Although built as a road, it soon became apparent that Tamiami Trail was also a dam, blocking water that flowed from Lake Okeechobee south through the Everglades to Florida Bay. As a result, in Everglades National Park, areas that used to be wet year-round now dry out for months at a time. Over decades, Bob Johnson says, a key part of the ecosystem dried up, organic peat soils.
As the peat soils disappear, the vegetation community changes, we lose the food source for small fish and macroinvertebrates.
On the north side of Tamiami Trail, a canal and a system of levees still hold back most of the water that otherwise would flow south through the park's sloughs and sawgrass marshes. Recently, for the first time in decades, more water began flowing south into an area that's long been parched. That's because a section of the highway has been removed and elevated.
We're standing at the eastern edge of the 1 mile bridge.
Just a small amount of additional water is moving south now. Once a second bridge is built and other projects come online, the volume that flows into dry areas of the park will more than double.
So you won't see this artificial canal and the very rapid flow. You'll see very slow flow through the marsh, back the way it's supposed to be.
The river of grass.
Yeah, the river of grass.
When it's complete around 2030, the $18 billion Comprehensive Everglades Restoration Plan is expected to return nearly 3/4 of the flow the park received before the canals and the Tamiami Trail. That will help restore the ecosystem in the national park's 1.5 million acres. But the Everglades once covered more than double that area. Don Sheriffs with the Everglades Foundation says the Everglades will never be what it once was.
We've lost about half of the natural ecosystem. We'll never get that half back. It's developed. Most of us are living on land that was formerly Everglades, but we can stop hemorrhaging the existing Everglades.
Ecosystem restoration is not for the impatient. It's work measured not in years, but decades. With climate change and sea level rise, Everglades restoration has taken on new urgency. Preserving the world's largest freshwater wetland is now seen as vital to protecting South Florida's drinking water supply. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.